Everybody wants a better life. We want a better future, a better situation for our family, better health. As a matter of fact, bookstores are filled with books on how to make things better. Well, did you know that God wrote a book on better things? It's called the Book of Hebrews. And it's all about God. It's all about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and the life that is found in Him. And when you come to Hebrews chapter 3, there is an amazing emphasis on today, what you're going to do today. Now remember that we're talking about the daily Christian life. Well, Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7 says, "Wherefore as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear His voice." Verse 15, "While it is said, today if you will hear His voice." Interesting. Have you heard His voice today? Is He speaking to you today? And what is He saying? Well, in the same chapter, in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13, we read these words, "But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." Now he's writing to believers, of course. He's talking about our relationship with one another. And he's saying, look, today you have a ministry. You have a responsibility to one another. Sometime you should study all the one another's found in the New Testament. You see, God designed it this way. One of the buzzwords in religious circles of late has been about the need for community. Jesus had another name for it. He called it the church. We're not inventing some new thing. This is not man's idea. The Lord's intent was for His people to have daily fellowship with one another, to exhort one another, to encourage one another, to build each other up. And that kind of fellowship is not to be done simply once a week. It's to be done daily. Sadly, many even regular churchgoers only fellowship with other believers once a week. That's very unfortunate because God designed it to be a daily fellowship. The Scripture tells us of the new believers in the early church in Acts 2:46, "And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart." It's of note that the very next verse says that the Lord added daily to the church such as should be saved. It's my conviction that daily fellowship is connected to our daily witness. We just talked about our daily witness in the last podcast. Well, it's connected. You see, Jesus declared that by this shall all men know you're my disciples if you have love one to another. That's a big if, isn't it? Do we truly love one another? When we love one another and we demonstrate that love, it's attractive. It's beautiful. It makes others who are outside of the family and outside of the body interested and desire to know what it is that's produced this in our own heart and mind. Recently, I was caring for some personal business, and the Lord reminded me of a wonderful principle that God's people should help God's people as much as possible. Now, the verse the Holy Spirit brought to my mind was Galatians 6:10, where it says, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Now, I personally don't believe that means you can only conduct business with believers, but I do believe that Christians should intentionally be looking for ways to encourage other people in the family of God. But I want to say to you, that has a ripple effect. Because when we treat one another right, when we love and encourage one another, when we're a blessing to one another, it touches those around us who are not believers. And we've been talking about lots of daily disciplines in the Christian life, the daily Christian life, things that must not be neglected. Well, I want you to know one of those is daily fellowship. You were saved for fellowship. In fact, you were saved for fellowship with God and with others in the family of God. The Apostle John talks about this a great deal in 1 John, this book of fellowship. He says that when we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another and also with Him. That's beautiful, isn't it? And I want to say to you, a believer who can't enjoy being with other believers is not walking in the light. If you say you have fellowship with God, but you don't want fellowship with other believers, something is desperately wrong. You see, daily fellowship is not optional. It's necessary. We need one another. God designed it so that every member of His body would contribute to all the other members. And when you study the New Testament, you see this repeated emphasis. Love one another. Forgive one another. Pray for one another. Edify one another. Exhort one another. You get the idea. The Christian life is never, ever to be just about me. It is a one another life. Remember that Christ sent His disciples out two by two, never alone. Why is that? Because we draw strength from one another. We sharpen one another. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. The psalmist declared that God setteth the solitary in families in Psalm 68, verse 6. Well, friend, there's no greater family than the family of God. And the fellowship of believers should be one of the most attractive things about those who know the Lord. Lone Ranger Christians are going to be terribly out of place in heaven, because from eternity past, the Godhead enjoyed perfect fellowship. Can you imagine a constant conversation and unbroken communion between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? That was the oneness for which Christ prayed in John 17. That's what God brought you into when you came into the family of God. You're to be in union and unity with God and other believers who are following the Lord. That's what the family portrait is supposed to look like. Psalm 133, verse 1, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." So let me give you a couple of challenges. First of all, be sure to be a part of the fellowship of believers this week in your local church. In other words, when they meet, you meet. If they meet once, twice, three times, if there's a special meeting and they're meeting five times this week, you do your best, unless you're providentially hindered, to be there. Not just for what you can get out of it, but what you can contribute to it. You should seek to make your church all it can possibly be, and you be a part faithfully of that fellowship. But then, let's go beyond that. Remember, daily fellowship. Don't reserve that just for the church meetings. Seek out one fellow believer every day this week to whom you can be a blessing. Show some kindness. Share a meal. Offer an encouraging word. Pray with them. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to one person, at least one person, every day, and that will be a good first step toward daily fellowship. See, the daily Christian life is not something we live alone. It is something that we have the joy and privilege of sharing with other believers. And I hope you'll live it today and share it with someone else. May the Lord use you to be a blessing along the journey.